fewer cruise ships were caught polluting the air during the 2009 tourist season. Alaska's Environmental Conservation Department issued violation notices to 3 ships last summer. That's down from 10 the previous year, but they were a little more than the 0 to 2 issued the previous 6 years. Cruise ship program manager Denise Koch says the violations note the density of air emissions.
You look at a background and you see how much that background is obscured when you're reading that background through the smoke, but it does not tell you how much particular compounds are in that smoke. It's just how dark is that smoke.
Violation notices were issued to Princess Cruises Coral and Holland America's Amsterdam and Rhinedam. All the emission problems were spotted in Juneau, though tests were conducted in multiple ports. Koch says she's not sure what caused the drop from 2008 to 2009. She didn't hear about technical changes on board the vessels, and the monitoring system was no different.
We used the same contractor to do the opacity readings, and we actually had more opacity readings in 2009 than we had in 2008.
Lines owning the ships could face fines, which will be negotiated. Several of the previous year's violators paid $32,500 each. While legal notices were down this year, complaints were up. State officials heard from 54 people who thought a cruise ship was emitting too much smoke. That's a jump from 36 in 2008 and 24 in 2007. Koch says most complaints do not result in violations.
If people always complain about a particular ship in a particular town, then we can go out and take extra readings. So there's value associated with kind of recording those public complaints. But a year that has the most public complaints does not necessarily mean that there are the most violations in that particular year.
Ships can get notices for each day their emissions exceed legal limits, so the season's 3 violations represent a very small portion of the port calls made during the summer season.